once you've done these basic clearings, ruffled your feathers, brought yourself back to being yourself in the here and now, the next step is to look at and choose what other energy balancing processes might help you at this moment in time. I have provided a list in the supporting documents that you can just go through and muscle test and ask yourself. The next one I usually go to is chakra balancing. I need to look at my chakras. No. Pull my energy back to me. No. Expand my energy out. Yes. Okay. So then you go do that and you come back and say, there's anything else required? No. And if there's nothing else required, you should be feeling pretty good and you should be feeling pretty connected to yourself and balanced in yourself and your own energy. If there is something still required, keep going down the list. I need to show up for my own life more and really inhabit my own life. There are other people's energies in my space that I need to clear out. Okay, if there are, then you clear them out. And you just keep going and you do whatever's required to shift your energy. And most of the stuff you will not need most of the time, but you start with those three basics, the yes and the no, I am myself in the here and now, and the figure eights with ruffling your feathers, and then you look at what else is required to help you balance your energy. And sometimes one or two of the first ones are enough and you're good, and other times you might need more. And I just stick with it and I keep doing it until I feel like, yes, okay, I'm back to me. I have a sense of peace and a sense of space and a sense of being in my own energetic space. The more that you work with these tools and the more that you use kinesiology to identify what sort of energies are showing up in your space, the more you're going to know really clearly what it feels like to be you and to be in your own space and to have you fully and know when you're off. And then you'll also start to know what's going on. You'll all start to know, hey, whose energy is in my space right now? Because that's not me. Or you'll say, wow, things are getting really intense. I need to expand out and stop being so contracted with my energy and make more space here. Or you might know, like, oh, I think my chakras are really, like, there's something going on with the chakra stuff. I need to balance that. The more you use it, the more you learn it, the more you know it, and the more it becomes automatic. And so you'll just even know what's going on and what tool to use to help you shift your energetic space. So put that all to use and start using this anytime anything shows up that doesn't feel like you are in a clear, free, energetic space. Then go through the energy balancing process. Use the tools to bring you back to you in the present moment. And do that before you go do anything else, before you try to figure out that problem you think you have, before you try to negotiate something with someone that you have a conflict with. Use the tools to really get yourself back to that clear, energetic space of you and ease of you.